American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 799. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Guibert and others. Let them look at the conduct of Captain Trotter. He was an officer of the British Navy stationed on the coast of Africa, with directions to use his efforts in suppressing the slave trade. He was there discharging the particular duty assigned to him and was under no obligation to trouble himself about pirates. However, he received information about the robbery of the American brig and that the pirate was believed to be on the African coast. He immediately went in search of her. What motive could this gallant officer have had to interfere in this matter but a sense of justice and a desire to protect the rights of the whole world? He had nothing to gain and might have encountered a great deal of peril, obloquy, and responsibility. Under these circumstances, Captain Trotter did interfere. He went in search of the pirate. And you know, gentlemen, said the learned judge, it was no ordinary peril he encountered. Mr. Quentin has stated facts sufficient to prove to you the danger of the undertaking, even when the crew of the Panda was not on board to make resistance. Had the crew remained on board and used the means in their possession, the loss of lives among the British, they being in open boats, must necessarily have been great. Now, what inducement had Captain Trotter to encounter all this but a high sense of public duty, not merely to his own country, but to the commercial world? It is said that there was something mysterious about the conduct of this brave officer. I have never observed anything of the kind, gentlemen, during this trial. It remains for you to say whether anything of the kind exists. His station was on the African coast, and he could not leave it without orders from home. He made the capture and communicated it, as he was duty-bound to do, to the heads of the Admiralty. We know that he did this because we find the British government taking cognizance of his act and sending the prisoners to be tried. In allusion to the remarks of Mr. Child regarding the length of Captain Trotter's cruise and no announcement having been made in the papers of his capture,